Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo, Thursday evenings live at 7:30 p.m. Real talk for those who live outside the Matrix. Call me now and join the conversation at 347-826-9597 or hail me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo or visit me at conversationswithcleo.com. Become a part of the economic evolution, red or blue. You decide, star.
She might remind you of the canal. Say what? The canal. The canal? The Panama Canal? There seems to be some problem in dealing with the geography of the Panama Canal. It's not really that complicated. There's a little bit of Panama over here. And then there's some canal. Then there's a little bit more Panama over here. But the Panamanians do not control the canal. You could think of it as if Amtrak came through your crib. You would at least want to know the man who was punching the ticket and have a very tight relationship with him. The sea that reminds you of the canal could remind you of a covert operation, headquarters, base, CIA, information related to C, Colombia, and assassination attempts and destruction attempts on a man whose name starts with C, Che Guevara. The sea might remind you of the Congo. Say what? The Congo. The Congo? The sea that reminds you of the Congo could remind you of how geography sometimes changes. Looking at the map of Africa today, where you see the word Zaire, you would at one time see Congo or Belgian Congo. Remembrances of this would remind you of a man who stood for African unity, a man named Patrice Lumumba. But somehow Patrice Lumumba was assassinated during a mysterious sea coup d'etat. Other things that haven't been solved and haven't been quite explained to anybody's satisfaction, like, was it Lee Harvey Oswald over there, or was it Lee Harvey Oswald over there? Was he 5 feet 8, 165 pounds, or was he 6'2", 205? Was he photographed with his passport in Dallas, or was that Moscow? Arthur Bremer, was he from Maine, Maryland, or Massachusetts? Was he captured in the Midwest or the Middle East? And if they always have a chance to photograph these people before they commit their crimes, why can't they stop them? Dot, dot, did it, dot, dot, dash. Damn if I know. But other problems we would still like to see solved, like JFK, you believe all that? RFK, you believe that? MLK, you believe that? Malcolm X, you believe that? All of this was some great big old C coincidence, or just a little bitty C conspiracy. There are two questions that concern us very much about the letter C. The first one is the CIA. Who the hell runs that organization? The second one is, who runs this country? Dot, dot, did it, dot, dot, dash. Damn if I know. Brothers and sisters, thank you very much. The first minute experience, the Midnight Band. Thank you. Thank you.
Good afternoon, my dears, and welcome to Conversations with Cleo. I apologize. For the late start, I was having some technical difficulties with Skype and Blog Talk Radio, and they were not getting along, and something wasn't happening. So there is always the option for the host to call in. So I certainly hope that I am reaching all of you, that you can easily hear me, as I can see my board is lit up, and I can see that the show has... Because I hope that everyone is enjoying the 15th day of the 8th month in the 2013th year, or so they tell us, as we continue to move through. Big ups and lots of thank yous out to everyone in the Twitterverse on the World Wide Web for all of your birthday wishes this week. So much appreciated. Very quiet time. Just very, very close people around me, a very pensive time because it is indeed a very electric time in the life of so many. and there's so much going on around us. But, you know, before I get started, the reason that the show is airing today so very early from its normal time, which is 7:30, is that this evening I will be appearing at Activistas Artistas, BBAD, which is Boynton Beach Art District, Thursday night, open mic night, and there has been a most gracious and loving invitation expressed to me, so I definitely wanted to go and to share and engage and enjoy an experience. I absolutely relish in a delicious open mic night. So if any of my locals are tuned in now, or if you check out the show a little bit later, evening starts at 7:30. If you want to perform, from what I understand, you show up at 7 p.m. But by all means, please come on out and share with everybody. There will be poets. There are musicians. And it is an outside venue. Now, some of you are saying, okay, well, Miss Cleo, you know, the weatherman is talking about the rain and the weatherman is talking about this. I get that and I understand that. Chango, Elegua, Eshu, all of the spirits, no matter what part of the world you are from, we've had a lovely conversation, and I do believe that they are going to grant us a time where there will be no rain, none at all. So I am looking forward to being there, and the invitation comes from Rolando Barrero. And let me tell you something, you all, a wonderful, a good vibe in a delicious open mic night is no easy feat to organize and pull off with consistency and love, etc. So mad ups on big props to Rolando, and I look so forward to meeting him for the first time. So again, this is the reason why the show is airing a bit early today. And this is what you call definitely phoning it in, because literally I had to call into Blog Talk Radio and I am doing my show from the phone, which I didn't realize you could do that. However, I kind of used to my headset and such, you know, and my microphone and whatnot, but I am not a wuss, you know. If there is more than one way up the face of Mount Kilimanjaro, then all right, my dears, we're going to go ahead and get into the mood. And as I said, today's show will be an update on crossover grief and healing. And so many of you have been following me through this. I again thank you for your thoughts and wishes as I navigate this. But want to go ahead and put some love out there to any of you who may be going through some difficult times after just recently losing someone, to any of you who did not so recently lose someone but find it still very, very, very difficult to navigate through the pain. You are not alone, and there is always someone there to hear you, even when it feels like there isn't. There is someone there that will understand what you are going through. And moreover, often what we have to do is we have to figure out how to express what we're going through. And that probably can be the biggest part of it. So we're going to go ahead and lick off this set with Mangwenny from Full Moon Madness.
Wrote most of the CD, sitting, thinking, sighing, dreaming, crying under she. Tall glass of ice, Coca-Cola on the side, a bag of barbecue chips, pinning paper, rustling leaves, chimes, glistening sunlight. I feel safe, quieted, and tranquil. Never really paid much attention to her in the beginning. I respected her grandeur, her wisdom, her experience. To too smug or too stupid to be humbled by her presence, her power, her gifts. Ah, and how she loved me. Even when I didn't show love back, her patience for my loving recognition endured. Well, I wonder, could I have risen to such an occasion? I sound selfish, I know. She loved so many. Why do I believe I was special? Because she showed me so. The signs and the lessons shared without judgment, why count when the list continues? Carved initials, a poem about love, a wild orchid, and assorted tokens of life. Strange, but not really. I had no idea how important Mango would be until I lost Anne-Marie. I miss you, Mommy. So used to running to her to dry my tears, listen to my rants, and to love me like the Creator made me. That's what she said, and that's what she did. When she left, there was nothing but space. No matter where I ran, I had no place until I found myself under the mango tree. My first tears fell on that day while I sat under the tree, waiting for a phone call I really didn't need, cause I already knew. Sometimes it sucks to be me. She had finished her human journey. Every moment I miss her, wishing she was still in this dimension. I miss her even though my heart and mind conspire to deny my loss. 3 months doesn't seem long unless you are waiting for the pain to stop so you can move the fuck on. You have to live life, baby. Don't let life live you. And the mango tree echoes the old lady's words because she continues to live life. In spite of the asphalt parking lot more than 150 years old, she has observed the human condition, watching generations come and go. And she is still teaching from beyond, reminding me all the while that energy does not die, no boundaries known. I see her more clearly every day, often while sitting, visiting, chatting and laughing under the mango tree. The pain hasn't gone away, and the tears fall from time to time, sometimes for no reason at all. Grief is a strange thing. Je vous aime, mommy. AM, a ringing phone, a voice filled with sorrow, a dial tone. Shortness of breath, disbelief, tears, relief, anger, fear, bewilderment, no heartbeat, silence. Can't feel my legs, can't feel my feet. A tiny voice, Mommy, what's wrong? Small hands, quiet voice, baby girl, grandpa is gone. A child's hug, silent rocking, big brown eyes, concerned, confused. Don't worry about grandpa, baby, he's all right. A turn, a smile, a kiss. Mommy, I'm worried about you. No support. Dysfunction, bad blood, family feud, no notice, no wake, no funeral, no final goodbye, not for me. Hurt feelings, emotional paralysis, inconsolable pain. Weekly therapy, divorce, new love, blind eyes, a lifetime. 14 years, still miss. Still cry, no therapy, no history, time passing, healing, a father, a protector, a hero, a mentor, confidant and friend. Daddy's girl, bloodshot eyes, red nose, pride, silly smile, wicked style, pouting lips, spoiled brat, lonely orphan. Again.
You all for working with me through this whole technical transition here. I celebrated my birthday at the beginning of this week, and I have found, at least for myself personally over the years, and as for many friends, that when certain anniversaries or events occur during the first year of someone close to you crossing over, those more often than not appear to be the most difficult times to navigate the vibration, to navigate the healing, to navigate the empty space. So I found myself a bit melancholy beforehand, and in doing the math, realizing that nearer to the end of this month, on the 25th, will be 6 months since my sister-in-law crossed over, and she was, she was so special to me, and I sometimes just wrapping my head around the fact that it has been that period of time already, I struggle still to embrace that actuality. What a lot of you may, and there's no reason for you to have known, but when I was moving through all of that, I realized only after that, I'm sorry, there's a whole lot of commotion going on out and about. I'm not sure what's going on outside of my little office here. It's being a presenting an interesting day. Maybe it's my sister-in-law and my brother kind of screwing with me. They had a very interesting sense of humor. But there was a whole bunch of stuff going on behind the scenes when I lost my sister-in-law as well as my brother. At the time, I had been approached by a production company, probably a medium-sized production company, and they were interested in putting together a reality TV show about none other than, you know, Miss Cleo, what life looks like as a voodoo woman, what life looks like for someone who practices what I do, some of the other things that I'm involved in, some of the charity, just pretty much a follow me kind of thing. Not sure whether they were convinced to do a docuseries or like a regular just kind of television series. And I have to tell you all, It has been, what, since the end of 2001, since I have not found myself on television. It was not ever my most happy or comfortable zone, I have to be honest with you. But my sister-in-law, she was the one who originally suggested that I work on the psychic line so many, many, many years ago. As someone who, you know, worked for them, was on the phone, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sure little did she know at that time, or perhaps maybe she did, she was a witch as well, knew what it would lead to, and maybe she felt that I needed to have more exposure. I can certainly, she was funny like that, but long story short, and I tried to drag it out, all of that went and came, and then the company that I worked for were a bunch of jerks and just ripped off so many people, including myself. I tried to hang it all on my shoulders. And my sister-in-law emphatically felt, as did my dun-dun, you are not done. You will be back. You are who you are. There are things that you have to do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They were both very, very emphatic about it. So when I was approached by this production company, I didn't want to say a flat-out no, because for many, many years, like I said, I had no desire to return to television on any kind of long-term commitment. I didn't want the feeling again of being bought and sold, and I gotta tell you that that's what it feels like, 97% of the time, until you reach a certain elevation, and I had no aspirations to reach that elevation, so clearly I had choices to make. And so for a very long time, I wanted nothing to do with television in that particular manner. But I was so excited to be able to tell my sister-in-law that I had grown. I was no longer hurting as bad as I had once hurt, that I was going to, you know, pull up my big girl panties, and perhaps the only way to maybe confront the Matrix is to confront it from the inside out. So that would mean stepping back into it. And the morning we were to have the big conversation with this production company, which I'm not going to name them, because it's irrelevant, because it's not going to happen. I already skipped to the end. But that's not really the journey. The morning I had the conversation with them, and very nice people. I have no qualms with, how we chatted and carried on. It just ultimately made a decision that it was not for me. But that lovely conversation, and that was about 10:30 in the morning on the 25th of February. And by 4 o'clock that afternoon, I received what I had to believe in the moment was a cryptic email, and that certainly I had read it wrong, and certainly this was some kind of weird joke, but the email said my sister-in-law was gone. We lost her. She's gone. And I got to tell you, I there was no way for me to wrap my head around that. There was just absolutely no way for me to wrap my head around, and I couldn't believe it, so I immediately got on the phone and I called my brother, and I said, somebody sent me, what does this mean? And then he told me that my sister-in-law, his sweet, sweet wife, had crossed over. And I am a person who relies heavily on the messages from those gone before, those that have already crossed over. And I thought, in my grief, in some way of wanting to navigate this differently, I thought, I think my sister is happy You're my sister-in-law. I call her my sister. Think my sister-in-law is happy I'm doing this. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to step back out, and I'm going to plug back into the matrix, and I'm going to entertain the idea of this television show. And it wasn't as simple as just me entertaining the idea. They had to make sure that they liked me, whatever the case may have been. And then a Mercury came about, the Mercury retrograde came about, and I actually had spoken to the woman maybe a week or so later and explained to her that I had lost my sister-in-law and that it happened on the very day that I had spoke with her. And I said, you know, I'm reading it as a, you know, I'm not reading it as a negative. I'm trying to look at it from a different perspective. So as I said, a Mercury retrograde came, and I'm certainly focusing on navigating the grieving process. At the same time, I'm in the studio trying to conclude the CD, and we've got this television thing out there, you know, kind of percolating. But I told them I couldn't talk to them, deal with them during a retrograde. They respected it. I appreciated that. Came out of the retrograde. Now we are in April, and they have scheduled a, what do they call it, a screen test. And I believe it was on the 17th of April. And it went quite lovely. And they were very thrilled with the screen test and would be getting back to us to let us know if all of the big wigs in charge were actually still on board with this project. And I, all the while, have my reservations, but I'm trying to show my sister-in-law that I've grown. I've tried to show her, I'm trying to show Dundun how much I've grown. And we do the screen test. Like I said, they like it. And 2 days later, 2.5 days later, my brother, my sister-in-law's husband, drops down in his office of a massive heart attack and then crosses over on the 20th of April, 420. So apropos for my brothers, those of you who know what that means. you know, so I sorry, the landscapers are here. It's quite the day, boy. It's going to keep me on my toes. I kind of like that kind of vibration. Like I said, it may absolutely be both my sister-in-law and my brother. They had a wicked sense of humor. I miss them. Know that it is never a wrong thing to ever acknowledge that you miss them. That's okay. Don't let anyone tell you that you don't get to miss them. You get to miss them like you get to miss anyone else, you know, whether they moved across town or to another dimension, another place, another energy vibration. And again, I get this news only days after I'm looking at working on this project with these people. And then ultimately, the project starts to become not so much fun for any number of reasons, you know, probably all my issues, I'm certain. But it starts to become not fun. And more than 20 years ago, I had an opportunity to become involved on what I perceived and was presented to me as a creative vibration. I said 20 years ago with a very large conglomerate at the time that was climbing and growing. And at that time, I asked my brother, what do you think? And he said, you too much like to speak your mind, star. He said, you don't like to be told what to do. And he said, and I guarantee you, you get involved in that project, they're going to want to tell you what they want from you and what to do. And that's not how you work. That's not, you are a creative spirit. You want to say what you want to say. And in that conversation with my brother, who was always very honest with me, I made the decision not to get involved. And wow, it was the right one.
trust is 20 years later, it was the right one. But here I was, now, exactly 20 years later again, and I didn't have my brother to say, yeah, Doc, you don't want to do that, man. That's not for you. I didn't have my sister-in-law to give me her sage advice. They were gone. But some way, somehow, they were still talking to me from beyond. You understand? Because every time we got to a next step in this process of this television show, something else would go awry. Something else would kind of derail it, and I could hear them saying, maybe not this. What's wrong with doing you? Do what you know. Then you don't have to be in this debate and this war with these network people. They don't understand you. You understand you. And you have made plenty of money for plenty of other people. Why do you want to continue to do that? And that is when I got the clue. After really stepping away from all of the noise and stepping away from everything, where I had a chance to sit down and to think that the message and the lesson that I learned, that the message and the lesson that was gifted to me by my brother and my sister-in-law was to cherish life. Life is precious. And if you are not doing what brings you joy, if you are not doing what brings you celebration, if you are not doing and engaging yourself and spending time with people that help you grow and raise you up and celebrate you as well, then you certainly are not being as loving as we can be to this beautiful, phenomenal, ever-changing concept and journey entitled life. And so I didn't want to be working with people who might not want to respect me but certainly want to make a dollar. I didn't want to be all of that. I didn't want all of those kinds of pressures. I certainly had no desire to want to go back and forth with producers who think that they understand my life more than me. I've been there, really, really fucked up deja vu, and I have no intention of going back there. But I have to tell you that for a period of probably 3.5 months, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, I entertained very strongly, very sincerely it was in motion, except for contracts being signed, that all parties felt as if, including myself, that I was going to move forward with coming back to television. But have no doubt, and make sure that you get it clear, don't spread any bad rumors. I am not coming back to any reality TV show or any television show of that nature where it is a commitment for, you know, periods of months and years. That is not for me. However, you all do need to keep your eye out for so many wonderful projects that are coming out of the creativity and the lessons and the joy that my life and the amazing journey people that I have been blessed with to call family. I felt that when I had made my decision not to return to television, that both my Dundun, all three, Dundun, Tear, and Deb were content, maybe even laughing at me, because I can be so stubborn and that it took me so long to see so clearly what I knew I was looking at. But sometimes the grief sometimes the sadness, sometimes that loneliness will, I don't know, turn you on your ear, make you feel as if you are looking at something from a completely altered perspective, one that actually looks like it's spot on, one that actually looks like it's absolutely right, and that in and of itself can throw you off your game. So I thought it was interesting that I wanted to share that with you all. These were things that you did not know, but for those of us out there that know that we hear continually, emotionally, energetically, and often very tangibly from those on the other side. And while we feel like we are navigating the journey alone, that is so not the case. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back and talk to you a bit more about the communication with those on the other side and how I am choosing to look at their leaving rather than the way I have looked at some in the past. Again, I appreciate all of you out there for being so very, very patient with all that's been going on in the studio today. There was major solar flare on Monday, and certainly it does bear and have an impact on many electronics and whatnot, people's consciousness, the way people react. I don't know if you all know, but I am the only daughter from a family of 10 children, which means I am the only girl, and I have 9 older brothers. And this goes out to probably the large majority of them. I mean, I'm keeping it actual, darling. The majority of them I love, some of them not so much.
He is my king, he is my one. Yes, he's my father, yes, he's my son. I can talk to him, cause he understands everything I go through and everything I am. He's my support system, I can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hugs, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my black brother. I love you, and I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever, true. Cause you're my black brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you. I'm so proud.
of a long day, I'd like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometime. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there is no heaven and no hell? What if we are not alone? What if dogs come from another planet? What if canines, felines, dolphins, and elephants are a higher intelligence? What if the dinosaurs came here, thrived, and left right before the Egyptians arrived? What if we are a creation of a greater being's imagination? What if the stars in the sky are a grand treasure map to the answers we so intensely seek? What if we are all aliens, hybrids of Venusians, Martians, and Jupiterians, the offspring of a planetary union? What if Earth was a hotbed of free universal love? What if there is an intergalactic travel agency that specializes in the human experience, an all-inclusive holiday? Choose your status, your culture, your geography. Make reservations early to choose your gender and sexuality. Otherwise, it's first come, first serve.
And when the life is done, the intergalactic traveler returns home.
What if there are stargates, triangles, and portals that allow each and every one of us to move about the universal cabin without fear? What if beings from other planets and places in space study us like we study animals? That would certainly explain all the stories about alien abduction. What if when we sleep, we really exist somewhere else? Perhaps a different dimension or a parallel universe. And when we are awake, we exit here, wherever that might be. What if we create every moment we sleep? What if time is something man-made of? What if we all have the power to create and heal? What if Scotty really can beat me up? So many possibilities. I sat for a moment without thinking, quietly, and then it occurred to me, what if this is simply part of the journey? And when I return home and you're in the area, stop by for a visit and let's have some fun. You can usually find me hanging out on the seventh rock from the sun. What if? Ha 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 ha!
you know, it is an odd time when you sit back as an adult, or perhaps a young adult, maybe not a seasoned one, and you realize that of your siblings, you are the one left standing alone. Now, most would say, well, Cleo, that seems like the order of things. You are the youngest in the family. Certainly, at some point, perhaps, you were going to be the last one. Well, I don't know that I ever looked at it like that until it actually happened. In some ways, somehow, it almost feels like it invalidates you because there's no one else that knows what you know. There's no one else to stand up with you. There's no one else to quite empathize or understand you the way that you do yourself personally or the way that a family member, somebody that has seen you grow for the majority of your life. And when I say majority, I mean, you know, 95, 97, 93% of it, you know. And I don't know how good it feels. And I don't know that I can necessarily attach an actual descriptive word to it. So I'll go with something, you know. And sometimes it just really feels fucked up and lonely, you know. However, I am determined to honor all of the amazing, wonderful journeymen I have been blessed with thus far that have crossed over. And I plan to do that by recognizing daily, hourly if I need to, how precious life is. Recognizing that the only time a dream is not worth pursuing is when you've given up on it before you even began the pursuit. I want to remove the limitations. I want to commit to a daily celebration of what they taught me, of what they showed me when they were here. And I want them still to be proud of me. And I think that if they can observe me from wherever they're at, and I believe that they can, that they'll be proud of me, that they'll be happy that they taught me that lesson, or they showed me this dynamic, or explained that situation. Because without any of them, I wouldn't be who I am today. So I certainly am the better person for the experience. And, you know, I am better off. I would hope that if nothing else, I brought my family an opportunity to laugh. Because I was no joke. I was an easy, very difficult little sister. And certainly my parents, for them. But I want all of them to be proud of me, from my daddy to my brothers, to my dundun, to my sister-in-law. And so that becomes what I focus on every day. That becomes my objective for that celebration, is to be able to step back from any number of situations, from any number of dynamics, and see it the way that they taught me to see it, to resolve it the way that they taught me to resolve it, to hold my head high, to take the higher road. These were all lessons from those that I cared so deeply about that have gone over to the other side. And I don't know that it's a new concept or idea for me personally. Perhaps I just have embraced it differently this time. But I know that I don't have, and I won't have, and I will not entertain fear. Period. It has no place in my life. And I hear that from my brother. I hear that from Mrs. Trimmer. I hear that from Ginger. And I hear it from my daddy. Fear is a non-sequitur. So I'm not afraid to be without them. I've not ever been afraid of death. I'm still sad and I still miss them, you know. But I swear to you, I see them and I hear them more clearly every day. For my birthday, I did a manifestation meditation and I asked for a backyard full of butterflies and dragonflies. And do you know that on Sunday the 11th, when we did just a little bit of barbecuing in the backyard, and there were butterflies everywhere and dragonflies everywhere. And then on Monday, there were butterflies and dragonflies everywhere. For I know, no one can tell me that they're not still connected to us. No one can tell me not to reach out to them, not to stay connected, not to talk about it, because they can't. Because I know that my Dundun speaks to me daily. I know that my daddy does. I know that my brother does. I know that my sister-in-law does. My Auntie May. There's so many. My late husband that come back to say hello. They come back to talk you through things. So here's the deal. And here's where I've gotten comfortable. I'm still working through the missing them, but I know they're nearby because I can hear them. And they're still right there. And they can probably give me a whole lot better guidance. And it's a whole lot less stressful for them on some levels because I'm not always in their ear on the phone. But I would imagine as you move through the energetic universe, you can probably turn down the volume. But to all of you out there, no matter how long that person you love has crossed over, no matter how long they have not been a part of this waking life here, they have not left you. They have been right there. And there is no magic panacea. There are only guidelines as to how to heal yourself and how to move and grow forward. In mine, every day, and the lessons that I have learned since I have received the gift from them, every day, I make sure I am grateful. Every day, I make sure that I am laughing and smiling and sharing love with people that I care about. I have no concern for the dollars and cents on either side of it, the glitz and the glamour. I just want to share laughter. I want to share love. And for those of you who say, well, Ms. Cleo, that's very idealistic, it's my choice. I deal with all manner of actuality, and I do it with a courageous heart. But I really do want to embrace and celebrate laughter and jocularity and family, because that's the other thing. Family looks all kinds of ways. And so when I stop and I think that I may be alone and that there isn't anyone else that understood me or loved me the way that my brothers did, I have to think again, because that's not true. Because I still have family in this place that care about me and understand me. It may not be exactly the same, but for even that, I am grateful and I am celebratory. Oh my goodness. All right. Well, let me take a quick break here, y'all, and bring my heart and my mind back to center place. You all know that we are already beginning our fundraising for our Passion for Paws. So please stop by conversationswithcleo.com and go to the 2013 Dun Dun Award page, and you can click on CC's picture and you can donate via CloudWire.
Passion for Paws, a nonprofit with a new approach. They believe in assisting disabled, elderly, or family members in financial crisis to keep their canine family members within the home. Passion for Paws truly understands that our dogs are members of the family, and no one should ever have to make the difficult choice to let their canine family member go because of an unforeseen event or crisis. Ava Rhodes, Executive Director at Passion for Paws, is looking for volunteers, foster home, vet care services, and sponsors of pet food drives. She is a gentle and committed spirit with a passion for paws. You can visit her at www.passionforpaws.info. You will find all of the pertinent information, and there you can donate your time or your money. Once again, we thank you, and the dogs and canines that I know personally, thank you as well. Have a special event coming up like a wedding, concert, a big week visiting for a very important corporate meeting, or just a night out on the town with friends. Looking for that right limo service? Then check out Live Limo. 10% off your first service, 5% off when you open a corporate account. You can contact them at 800-557-5154, or if you're local, 561-414-9686. Check them out on Facebook, or you can visit their website at www.livelimousineusa.com. Live Limo, the most reliable luxury transportation service in South Florida. Ask for Carlos or Nadla. Tell them Cleo sends her love.
All right, my dears. Just wanted to give some love out to all of the folks that will be out at the Wellington Food Truck Invasion this evening. God knows I wish I could be in more than one place at one time, but alas, I cannot. I got to have to try and catch up with her a different kind of way, boy, because I was really hoping to have some of those Dolce Gourmet cupcakes for my birthday week. But I will wait, or either I'm going to travel a really long distance come next week to go find out where she's at. By all means, you can go to Food Truck Invasion to find out which trucks will be out at Wellington, and make sure that you all go out there and show some love to the economic evolution. Also, if you are coming to the BBAD Activistas Artistas, Thursday night, open mic, got to take it down and slow it down so you can get it all out. By all means, I look forward to seeing you there. Come expecting to have a very, very special time right now. The sun is shining on us here in Lake Worth, and I'm hoping it will do much the same. The temperatures aren't as hot, so this is looking up and working out to be a really, really, really pleasant evening. And to all of you that are so continually loyal, I apologize again for the technical snafus and for a bit of distraction. Quite a busy, exciting day. And so that can always make for some frenetic energy, along with those wild solar flares. By the way, stop by conversationswithcleo.com. We've been doing a little bit of renovation and a little bit of sprucing up, and we'd love to get your feedback. But the reason I bring it up is because there is a delicious 1-2-3 easy link to monitoring the CMEs and the solar flares that are currently going on and only are expected to kick up a notch more and more throughout the end of this year as well as through 2020. 2014. So stay connected and stay in tune, my dears. And take a look at that whole page. It has changed and it is now called Galactic Guide. So I hope you enjoy your romping around and rooting around and conversations with Cleo.com. And I always appreciate you for being here and joining me every Thursday on Conversations with Cleo, the talk show. Next week, we're not sure what we're coming with, but trust that we will indeed, my dears, be back. Certainly going to have to come back and tell you how wonderful it is at the Activista Artistas Thursday night, BBAD open mic night, and certainly hoping to be able to get Rolando Barrero on. I think that most of my listeners would find him to be absolutely intriguing and entertaining, and all of you will love his energy, because I got to tell you, it transcends and ascends the average. So once again, mad love out to Rolando for the invitation, and so joyous to be spending the evening with them there. So glad I could spend this afternoon with you all. And remember, 50% of the people are going to like you. So we're going to spend all our time, all our energy, and all our love on the 50% that do. Keep in mind, stay up to date on Marissa Alexander's story. Anything new, we will be bringing it to you. And as I said, if you go to the link on our first page, on our homepage, take you there, drop her a line just to let her know that you support her. All right, my dears, be easy and stay happy out there. Until next Thursday, peace.